Welcome to the Small Batch edition of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, our roundtable podcast about what we are watching and reading and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See, and I'm here with Stephen Thompson, an editor at NPR Music. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
Well, Stephen and I are here today to talk a little bit about Sunday night's MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We've talked about the VMAs in past years. The issue with the VMAs is always, like the Grammys, they only hand out a very small number of actual awards. The Video of the Year was Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. The Best Male Video was Ed Sheeran and Pharrell. The Best Female Video was Katy Perry. And, of course, the Best Rock Video.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Best Rock Video. It's Lorde, mm-hmm. Royals, noted rocker Lorde.
Noted rocker Lorde.
With her noted rock song, Royals.
Yeah.
I finally figured out after the ceremony was over that the reason Lorde fell into the category of rock and how MTV now defines rock is that the artist wears clothes.
Yeah, wears pants. If you wear pants to the VMAs, you're a rocker. Congratulations, Lorde. Like the Grammys, it's really about the performances.
Right.
And what I noticed about the VMAs was that, particularly for the women, it seems to be almost entirely an exercise in persona exploration.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj is doing some next level stuff in terms of just straight up provocation.
Yeah.
And when
that's
I
a great way to put it.
And when I say provocation, I really am talking about the root word provoke.
Yeah.
I was slightly disappointed in the performance of Anaconda compared to the video, which is a little bit more, I mean, I'm going to throw out a word that one hesitates to use in connection with that song, nuance.
Yeah.
There's a little more going on in the videos. Actually, I was disappointed that Drake wasn't there, so he couldn't reprise his role in the video, which is to sit helplessly as Nicki Minaj does everything around him. And it's this wonderfully, it's kind of my favorite thing Drake has ever done.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with Anaconda, it samples the Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back, specifically the bit about my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon, right?
That's my ringtone now.
Yeah.
As you're saying that.
Exactly. What I think is so much fun about that song and that performance and what she's doing is she's doing a really interesting thing with the idea that for him to sing this song about women's butts was always seen as kind of just fun mm-hmm. and silly and almost like a novelty song. Whereas she comes back and sings about her own butt, and mm-hmm. it seems much more daring, and people treat it like it's much more dirty, which is kind of nutty. There's also a joy in it that mm-hmm. I appreciate. She seems to be having so much fun. That's where I think she elevates over some of the other kind of playing around with persona on the VMAs.
Yeah, and I think in a way, there's an element of control to what she's doing that is actually somewhat in the same universe as what Beyoncé is doing, even though the performance styles are completely different and the music styles are completely different. This is an artist who is just absolutely doing exactly what she is wanting to do. And even though at one point in a different performance, Nicki Minaj's dress breaks. I don't know if you saw that.
Her zipper was apparently, they didn't get it all the way zipped up, she said.
It was weird to watch because this is just an artist who is always in complete control. And you just see her like just holding her dress. It was a metaphor for something. It was like, no, I got this.
Yeah, no, it was. And it's interesting that you brought up Beyoncé. Sunday's VMAs were very much a Beyoncé fest because despite the fact that she wasn't really winning awards during the night, she won the Video Vanguard Award, which is kind of their big award at the end, before which she did like a 16-minute performance. My favorite thing about her 16-minute performance in a lot of ways was watching my Twitter feed as the people who take such enormous pleasure in her work mm-hmm. just lost their minds.
Yep.
I tend to be more into the singing and dancing Beyoncé than I am into what feels like the institutional Beyoncé, which I felt like I was getting a little bit of the institutional Beyoncé last mm-hmm. night, a little bit of the royal Beyoncé.
Right.
It's not that I don't appreciate the stuff she does that's smoldery and hot and sexy, but I like it when it's a little more cut with the stuff she does that's fun and dancey. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I didn't get quite as much of that as maybe I was craving. Now, she finished up with an onstage moment with her husband, Jay-Z, and her their adorable daughter, who said, I believe, good job, mommy.
Go, mommy, I believe.
Good job, mommy.
Maybe it was good job. I think that moment is a little more special and sweet when you take into consideration the... To me, it was such a fun moment to watch. It was very gratifying because it felt like this is an artist who put so much into perfection,
right,
who put so much into having complete control of her own narrative, her own music, her own distribution, her
right.
own absolutely everything is impeccable with her. And this was a part of her life that had spun away from her a little mm-hmm. bit. And this was this perfect opportunity for her to just laser focus back in, kiss her husband full on the mouth,
mm-hmm.
hug their adorable child,
yeah.
and have everybody completely, like you said, lose their minds over how amazing she is.
Yeah.
I found that very sweet.
And there were a couple of other moments over the course of the night where people were trying to also kind of make statements. There was a moment when Common
right.
took a moment of silence for Michael Brown, talking about the stuff that's been going on in Ferguson. Miley Cyrus had her award accepted by a guy who said he was a homeless youth, kind of similar to the way Marlon Brando.
I was going
to
say Sashine Littlefeather
a long time ago. That was a moment that I have to admit I would have been a little more thrilled by if it hadn't ended with, if you're interested in helping, go to Miley Cyrus's Facebook page. I wished
yeah.
that the call out, I'm sure that the Facebook page took you someplace else.
Sure.
I wished the call out took you someplace else. But I think it was a well-intended gesture, probably.
Well, and it was kind of a neat, unexpected inversion of her performance at the VMAs last year.
You know, the VMAs are always what they are, and and it's nice to take a moment with you and appreciate the VMAs for what they are. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday on iTunes or from your favorite podcast software or at npr.org. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Linda.